Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life. Basically, to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. And guess what? He does not even waste our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind my song called I Believe. This is from the studio recording called Kingdom Come. This particular song came to me way back on August 24th of 2007. I would love to have seen Jesus when he walked the earth fully man, yet fully God. But I was not afforded that honor, yet I still believe in him, place my faith in him, having never ever laid eyes on him at all. The old adage, seeing is believing, makes many believers and followers of Jesus seem foolish to those who demand proof that Jesus was nothing more than a mere mortal. When Jesus was crucified, the disciples were shattered. The one they had placed their faith in, the one for whom they had forsaken everything, was suddenly slain right before their very eyes. Yet Jesus rose on that third day and began revealing himself to many. In John 20, verse 25, the disciples tried to persuade one of their own members, a man named Thomas who had not yet laid eyes upon the risen Christ, that he was alive. They said this to him, "We have seen the Lord." But Thomas said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the imprint of the nails, and put my finger into the place of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." When Jesus rose from the grave, many did see him, but most simply heard the story and believed in the name and power of Jesus anyway. While with the disciples, Thomas, being one who had not seen the risen Savior, allowed doubt to rule his view rather than his faith. When Jesus came to the disciples again, Thomas could not even believe his own eyes. The one in their midst looked like Jesus, but still Thomas was full of doubt. We find what Jesus did to prove himself to Thomas in John 20, verses 27 through 28. It says this, "Then he," Jesus, "said to Thomas, 'Reach here with your finger and see my hands, and reach here your hand and put it into my side. And do not be unbelieving, but believing.' Thomas answered and said to him, 'My Lord and my God.'" John 20, verse 29 says this, "Jesus said to him, 'Because you have seen me, have you believed? Blessed are they who did not see and yet believed.'" Now, we may not be able to see the physical Jesus, but we can all testify to spiritual sightings, spiritual evidence of the fact that Jesus is risen and alive and well even today, right in our very midst. It was while thinking about such things during a time of worship on August 24th of 2007 that the Lord gave me this song, I Believe. Here's what I wrote when I received that song. I had just led out in a night of praise in Oklahoma City, and God had moved upon many and set so many free. I was ecstatic. All I could think about all the way home was how overwhelmed I had felt by God's presence, and how those who had joined us for worship that night had corporately experienced the same thing. Over the next 2 hours, as I drove home in the night, I kept singing the phrase, "Oh, I believe." It was after midnight by the time I made it home. I received the song during the early hours of that morning. God is faithful and blesses us with his power and his presence. All we had done during that night of praise was to step out on faith and simply believe that he was who he said he was. Why don't we do that right now? Let's declare our faith and belief in Jesus Christ through this song of declaration. This is I Believe. Let's declare it.
Here with me, and I believe that he is fierce and he is faithful. Oh, I believe he is a mighty God of victory. And I believe that he is strong and he is able. And I want to serve a God like you, yeah.
Father, we do love you, and we declare our faith in you. We declare our faith in you right now. Thank you for your presence with us in the here and now. We declare that you are alive and well, in Jesus' name, amen. Hebrews 11:1, we all know this, it says this, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." Whether people admit it or not, everybody worships something. If worship involves the loving of or bowing down to something or someone else, everyone worships something. That's just reality. Some worship power. Some worship money. Some worship prestige and popularity. Some worship the wisdom of mankind. Some worship science alone. Some worship themselves. Some worship other people to the degree that they build their entire lives around the object of their affection. My point? Everybody has faith in something. Where we place our faith strongly influences our worldview and helps us determine the choices we make in this life. The sad reality is far too many people place their faith in something or someone that cannot possibly last. Power can be gone in an instant. Money can be gone in a flash. Popularity can fade in a moment. People can fail us and be gone like a mist in the wind. The wisdom of man is only as good as when it aligns with the Word of God. Anything or anyone we place our faith in can be gone like ashes scattered to the winds. There is only one we can place our faith in who will not leave us high and dry. Only one who will never let us down. His name is Jesus. We tend to worship that which we put our faith in. What we believe and who we believe in could mean the difference between victory and defeat, the difference between life and death. Where does your faith lie? Who do you believe in? I worship one alone, and his name is Jesus. So let's do this. Let's declare our belief in Jesus during the coming days and encourage our own souls in the Lord, in the hope we find in a deep and intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, that's today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast, and it's brought to you as usual by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you can find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my awesomely wonderful, beautiful wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. And if you haven't already done so, would you consider subscribing to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast and making it a part of your weekly routine? It's free and it's easy. Just hit that subscribe button and you're all set to go. If you enjoy these podcasts, please consider leaving a review on iTunes or wherever you listen. Your reviews really do go a long way in helping get the word out about the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you don't mind, would you take a couple of minutes right now and leave me a review? To help with the ongoing cost of and creation of this podcast, would you also consider becoming a member of my creative team? If so, just go to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. There's one more way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple, it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I've posted there. Check it out, allinallchurch.com. And by the way, the first Wednesday of each month, we broadcast live on Facebook our worship time from All in All Church in our living room, so make sure and take advantage of that. And don't forget to check out some of my books on Amazon. Just go to Amazon, look up my name. You can find a lot of my books there. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of today's song, I Believe, from the studio recording Kingdom Come, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. And remember this, if you remember nothing else about today, remember this. God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.